Welcome back. Today we're talking about sleep and using sleep to implant a new belief into your mind, using those very precious moments right before you fall asleep to create a new belief and then allowing you to drift off to a nice, peaceful, magical dream state. So we can talk for hours on sleep and the different things that hypnosis can do for you when it comes to sleep, like falling asleep, staying asleep, having better dreams. And I do plan on doing 4 more episodes at least on sleep in the next couple months. So I'm thinking once a month I'll release an episode on sleep. And we can sort of slowly work through the different issues that we all have with staying asleep and falling asleep and not having those terrible stress dreams. I'll be putting some suggestions in this script for having a pleasant sleep, but for the most part, this episode is going to be about creating a new belief right before you fall asleep and allowing those changes to take place in your mind while you sleep. In every sleep hypnosis that we use, I'm going to use a keyword. That keyword is sleep. So if you don't hear that in a hypnosis, you are not to fall asleep. If you hear the word sleep while you're doing a hypnosis, then that is your suggestion to fall asleep. I do this to protect the other hypnosis sessions that you're going to be doing so that you don't just fall asleep during any hypnosis session. If you happen to be like one of those small amounts of people that studies sleep, probably this isn't the hypnosis for you because I don't know what that's going to do. If that's going to make you sleepy whenever you hear the word sleep, and then you're going to be like, oh my God, why am I so tired at work all the time? So hopefully you're not one of those people and you can safely do this episode, this session. But I just want to set this up right away so that when you hear the word sleep, you're going to feel yourself getting sleepy. That will condition your brain to relate the word sleep with actually falling asleep. And I know that this type of suggestion works because when I was a young lass, I only had one movie and it was Princess Bride, and I stole it from Elizabeth Brown, and I'm really sorry, Elizabeth Brown and the whole Brown family. I borrowed it and never gave it back. This is my confession. But I listened to this episode or this movie over and over and over, and I would fall asleep during the same exact scene. And to this day, I will fall asleep during the sword fighting scene in Princess Bride because my mind is completely conditioned to fall asleep during that scene. So this should work really well. As soon as you hear the word sleep, you should fall asleep. I mean, it probably won't be like the minute you're asleep and you're going to sleep. That's not really how it works, but it's going to suggest to your mind that it is time to fall asleep and to start to feel relaxed and sleepy. In the moments before we fall asleep, we move through the hypnagogic states. Quickly, slowly, it really doesn't matter. This is the same as when we're under hypnosis. We move through those deeper hypnagogic states. It's just that when we fall asleep, we end with sleep. So in this hypnosis session, I'm going to move you real nice and slow through those hypnagogic states, just like usual, except then hopefully we'll drop off to sleep in the end. So in those states, as we've maybe discussed before, our mind really can absorb a suggestion very easily. The only time that our mind actually can form new neural pathways is while we are in REM sleep, which I find that's new information to me, and I thought it was like just like blew my mind. Like the only time our mind really makes new neural pathways is during REM sleep. Like what? It's crazy. So whatever processing information is going on during the day, it's not becoming solidified in your mind and creating a new pattern unless you're asleep. I just needed to soak that in the first time I heard that, so I was giving you a second to soak that up in case it's your first time hearing that. So if you think about it that way, putting an intention into your mind when you're very suggestible, really experiencing that feeling, and then going right to sleep should be the perfect recipe for creating change in your life. And I believe it is. So there's no shorter way to create new pathways in your mind than using intention right before you fall asleep. There's all sorts of interesting studies out there on sleep. There's one where they trained people to play piano. Some played it on the keyboards and some played it in their heads. And then they went straight to sleep, thinking about it, playing it over. And then when they woke up, they were all improved to the same degree, whether they were playing it in their heads or playing it on the keyboards. So there was that one. And then there was another one about playing video games, where they would have kids play video games right before they fell asleep, and some kids would play them earlier in the day and then, you know, have a lag and then go to sleep. And the ones that played it right before they went to sleep were thinking about it still when they fell asleep and woke up better at the game than they had been before they went to sleep. Super cool studies. Look them up if you're interested. If I find some links, I will put them in there. Another really interesting study was about when you hear a sound or smell a scent while you're studying, and then you replay that scent or smell or sound later, you'll recall the information while you're sleeping and you'll retain the information better. So like, say you have a big test coming up, put some orange oil in the diffuser while you're studying and then let it burn out or whatever. And then when you go to sleep, put that orange oil in there again. And then when you're in REM sleep, you should be able to process that information and retain it to, I think it was, yes, it's 65% more retention of the information. 65% more. So if we combine all of these ideas, we can see that we have the perfect recipe for creating a new belief in our minds the moments before we fall asleep. So we are going to do just that. And I would recommend, personally, I'd recommend doing this every night until you really feel, and you can keep going. You know, you can go from one change to the next to the next. You're going to write your own intention. It's a completely open session. It's not geared toward any one change. It's just geared towards whatever change you want to write for yourself. So if you want to do this every night, amazing. 3 days a week is always the recommendation for anytime you want to use hypnosis to create a change in your life. So there's a couple of things too. Like, even if you fall asleep during this session, when I was in my hypnotherapy training, I learned that suggestibility ends at sleep, but that's just not been my experience in life. So I would say you're still going to be absorbing the information, even if you fall asleep, and it's still going to, you know, have an effect. Your mind will still probably go through the steps that I'm bringing you through in this session. A quick story about sleep, and I have two stories really about sleep and suggestibility that to me really prove that we do have a certain amount of suggestibility while we're asleep. So the first one, my daughter was just potty training, so she must have been 2 and a half or so. And she fell asleep on me. So she didn't have a diaper on because she was sleeping on me. And you know how you transition, you don't put them to bed without a diaper on at first. They learn that skill later. So she fell asleep on me, and I asked my husband if he could go grab a pee mat because I didn't want her to pee on me. And as soon as I said the word pee, just warm pee all over my legs. So she heard the word pee and she took that suggestion. And especially since we were working on it, like, it's kind of like a command in the beginning. You're like, you tell yourself, go pee when you sit on the toilet, you know, because you have to pee. It's like they're learning how to use that command. So she was already primed for it and she peed on me. It was great. The other one was when I'd gotten back from the Brian Weiss past life regression training, I was doing a group session here at home. And my son was, God, so little at the time. He might have been maybe 10, maybe 9, I don't know. And he came and laid with us and did the session, but he fell asleep. But the next day, we were walking around, and it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and all of a sudden, he recalled a regression that he had had the night before. He didn't remember it for most of the day, and then just all of a sudden he remembered. And the thing was that it wasn't just a past life regression that he recalled. He had a location and a date and a situation that we were able to look up and verify on the internet, since everything's out there now. It was the Sears Tower. He remembered dying and falling down, like in an, like he remembered something about the elevator. It was like he's like, I was falling, but I was inside, like maybe it was an elevator. And he even remembered the year, which for like a 9-10 year old, he didn't know what year the Sears Tower was built. Like, why would he? So that just tells me that you are capable of having experiences and being suggestible when you're asleep. So as I mentioned before, we're going to be working with creating new beliefs, and all we need to do to create a new belief is pick a belief that you actually believe you can achieve. It doesn't have to be something that you actually feel you've you have within you, like, I'm a mother. I already am. I know I am. I feel like a mother. If you're not a mother and you want to become a mother, and you believe you can, even if you might be struggling or whatever, this is, you know, personal experience, you can feel that feeling within you, you know, like create the feeling of already having what you want. But you have to pick a belief that you can actually believe you can achieve. So like if you have like some sort of disease that is keeping you from getting pregnant, okay, if you're a woman, and you want to become a mother, but you really don't believe that it's possible, but you want to believe that it's possible. And here's the thing, hypnotherapy isn't, this is a whole nother subject, but the placebo effect, hypnotherapy, all of that, how it all works, it can't fix everything, but it can fix some things. So if it has to do with hormones and things like that, there's a better chance than if it's like you don't have ovaries. Like that's not going to fix it, you know. So you can't, if it's a belief that you literally cannot achieve, hypnotherapy is not the thing to use. It has to be something that's actually achievable. We are not going to fly using hypnotherapy. That's not going to happen. So what I'm saying is pick a belief that you believe you can achieve. So if you cannot believe that you can get pregnant because you have a hormone imbalance or something, some other like disease that might be malleable, but it would be like you can't quite figure out how to fix it, sure, give that a try. But what you would do is start with creating the belief that you can eventually become pregnant. And then you create the belief that you are a mother. So if you don't actually believe that you can become pregnant, you can't believe that you could be a mother. Does that make sense? It's hard to describe. I'm going to come at it from another angle. I don't normally use the motherhood one. I don't know why that one came out. I've never used it before, but it does kind of work. The one I like to use is money, because everybody, no matter how much money you have, almost everybody can understand wanting to have more money. It's money makes the world go round. I'm a terrible singer. I don't know how it goes. Okay, so say you want to bring in $1 million. Say you want to make $1 million within the next couple of years. But you're like, you don't believe that that's, you can't see a way that that would happen. There's nothing that you could fathom that would bring in $1 million. But you can see $5,000 coming in extra that you didn't know was coming. Maybe 10, maybe 20, whatever that number is, you go to that top number that you can actually imagine bringing in this amount of time, in a year or a month or a week or whatever amount of time you're working with. Be very specific, but also go to the belief that you can believe. And then once you feel that belief is part of you and you think you can go higher, you just keep bumping it up. So that's rule number one. Choose a belief that you believe you can achieve. Rule number two, never say never. We don't say don't, never, no, can't, not, any of those negative words we don't use in our session, in our affirmations, our intention writing, because the subconscious does not hear negatives. So if you say, okay, close your eyes for a second and say, I am not fat. So you just immediately picture yourself fat. You don't picture yourself not fat. Your subconscious just doesn't. I don't know if that's how it works for me. That's how it's supposed to work. If that worked, didn't work for you, let me know. But the subconscious typically doesn't hear a negative. So keep it positive. Never say never, no, not, won't, don't, any of those, even. So just be conscious of the words you're choosing. And then the third is keep it present tense. So don't say, I will have $1 million. Say, I have $1 million. Because we're not creating a wish, we're creating a feeling. So you're manifesting the feeling of being someone who has $1 million or whatever it is that you want to intend. So with that in mind, I want you to take a minute to write out what your intention is going to be, okay? We're going to return to that. So if you can't physically write it out in your own handwriting, that would be the best, because I want you, we're going to return to that later in the session. And so once we're nice and relaxed after you've done that, we're going to work on creating this new belief for you. And then I will take you into a magical state of sleep. We'll put lots of nice intentions in there so that you can feel not only well rested, but also have good dreams, magical dreams, dreams where you can do whatever you want. So, and if you don't fall asleep right away, that's okay. You can go ahead and do whatever it is you normally do to fall asleep. The session will still have an effect. It's so close to before you fall asleep, it should still be really nice and powerful. If you really don't have time to listen right before you fall asleep, it's okay to listen earlier in the day. Just know that you might need to set an alarm or something, because it does not wake you back up. It brings you back down to sleep. So if you want to take a nap in the middle of the day, actually, if you want to nap and go through all the way, if you get through at least one cycle of REM sleep, you're totally good to go. And if you don't, just later on, it will catch it up. The best case scenario is to do it at bedtime. But if you can't, it still should have an impact on your sleep state. So if you want a copy of this downloaded, it's a great way to support us. All the hypnosis sessions are available standalone on my website for a very small fee. It's just a really good way to keep us up and running and help us, keep making hypnosis videos. Another great way to support us is to subscribe and like and share on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Isn't that what the youngsters do? They'll be like, that's not me. But I thought I'd try it once. I don't like it. If you are on Instagram and TikTok, follow us there. There'll be a lot of, I'll be doing daily affirmations. So they're going to be lining up with the sessions, and a lot of them are created intentionally to sort of recall what you've experienced in the session and bring you back to that state. So we'll have some intention suggestions going on this week. Comment, like, share, all the regular social media things to help us get out there. I'm really trying to get us up to 500 subscribers on YouTube so that we can have more control over the commercials and things like that. I hear once you get that status, you can do some better things with YouTube. So the downloads are available for a small fee on my website, elizabethcatherine.com. There is also a free past life regression session download that will also sign you up for our newsletter. And I will not email a lot. It's just updates. I'm not like spamming or anything like that. So that's all. Make sure you subscribe, like, and comment, and take some nice deep breaths and start to relax. Make sure you're not driving or operating any heavy machinery, because that would be ridiculous.